Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Are you surprised that the President of the United States never called you, Secretary Panetta, and say, how's it going?
You know, normally in these situations...
Did he know the level of threat?
Let me finish the answer. We were deploying the forces. He knew we were deploying the forces. He was being kept updated.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but I got limited time. We didn't deploy any forces.
No,
Did you call him back? Wait a minute.
The event was over by the time...
Ms. Secretary, you didn't know how long the attack would last. Did you ever call him and say, Mr. President, it looks like we don't have anything to get there anytime soon?
The event was over before
it lasted.
We could move
almost
any
8 hours.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so
welcome
delightful.
To the one and only Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio. You know what I'm talking about today? Do you have any idea what you just listened to? You listened to Senator Lindsey Graham grilling Leon Panetta, the outgoing defense secretary, who is a dead ringer for Peter Sellers in one of the movies Peter Sellers did. But it's not a laughing matter. Listen, I'm not going to go into this because I know that you don't want to listen to it all night long, but I got to tell you something. This morning when I woke up, I was watching the hearings on Benghazi where an ambassador and three or four others were killed. And I watched the Democrats filibuster those hearings. What's ironic here is the Democrats want to do away with the filibuster. Every damn Democrat filibustered the hearing. Instead of talking about Benghazi, they switched like snakes to the sequestering, to the budget. It was disgusting. And watching it was enough to make me understand why the guillotine was invented in France. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's a news story for you. Hagel linked to Iran lobby. That's right. Chuck Hagel, the bagel, is not being smeared with cream cheese. They want to put him in as Secretary of Defense. His hearing was delayed until next week because of alleged controversies over his work, one of which is that he's a potential lobbyist for Iran. It doesn't get any worse than this. I'll give you the update on this when I come back in a moment to this story. Right now, I want to go to big news for the Savage Nation, especially those of you who believed in me all these years. As you well know, I started with Cumulus not too long ago, only a few months ago. Brand new show, starting all over again. Went on the biggest stations in the country, including ABC, MAL, KSFO. We just got ratings out of New York City for the second week in January on the PPM, the People Meter. I guess I can say that. Savage is number one. I've only been on the air a few months at that time, maybe a month actually. With Men 35+, I smashed the all-news CBS. My old station, WOR, is number 23. I'm number one. I'm not making these numbers up. Men 21+, a very coveted demographic. Savage is number one with an 8 share. This is an astonishing story. Again, you have to understand what this means, not only to me, but to you. And even in the big, big demographic of people 12+, which includes everybody, mental patients, children, people in mental hospitals, as I said to you, people in facilities who don't know if they're listening to radio or it's coming in on their filling. The show was number three with a 5.8 share in New York City on WABC. The big news is Savage is being heard in the Big Apple, which means that I'm being heard in every other city in America real fast, which means that I've been reconfirmed again. All I can say is thank you for listening and telling your friends about the last word in talk radio every day, the Savage Nation. That's right. That's right. Now, the blizzard's coming tomorrow. The blizzard is coming tomorrow. And in light of the fact that we have a blizzard, I hope you'll be able to listen to the radio tomorrow, maybe something that you will be doing. Tonight before the show, before I go into the politics of the day, you can call me at 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America on the all 180 stations that I'm on right now. Before the show, I was on my bicycle. A neighbor stops me, and he says, Michael. I said, what? He said, did you hear the joke about the the Chinese man, the Japanese man, and the Jewish man. I said, what joke? He said, let me tell it to you. He said the emperor of China was looking for a new ninja. He lost his ninja. So he called before him a Chinese man, a Japanese man, and a Jewish man to replace the ninja. So he said to the Japanese man first, he said, okay, show me what you can do. The Japanese man leans forward, opens up a box, a fly flies out of it. He picks up his big sword and he goes whoosh, whoosh, with his sword. And he shows the fly to the emperor. It's cut in two. The emperor said, wow, that's impressive. Next, the Chinese man is brought forward. He says, okay, show me what you can do since you want to replace my ninja. The Chinese man opens up the little box. A fly flies out. He goes, whoosh, 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 and the fly is cut in four pieces. The emperor is just knocked out. He says, that's awesome. Unbelievable. Finally, he brings forward the Jewish man who wants to be the new replacement for the ninja. Jewish man comes forward and goes, whoosh, once with the sword after letting the fly out. And meanwhile, they look up. The fly is flying around after he did it. The emperor says, what'd you achieve? He said, you didn't even hit the fly. The Jewish man says one word, circumcision, which is very funny in its own way. I guess you have to have been there on the bicycle to have laughed as I did. Neil, does that make sense? I mean, without the graphics and the... It's very funny. I mean, it's a funny joke. And I happen to love ethnic jokes. Ethnic humor is funny. This is the kind of joke you can tell before a dinner anywhere, unless you're a mean-faced, a mean-spirited liberal who laughs at nothing and simply wants to destroy the country and everyone around them. So if you'd like me to do the news, are you ready to hear that Hagel was linked to an Iranian lobby? Would you like to know that it's that bad? Would you like to tie that into the fact that Homeland Security has just bought another 900 million rounds of hollow point ammunition? Why? I mean, listen, if you want to get paranoid, Obama can really help you in your work. Why would Homeland Security be buying 22 million more rounds of ammunition? Can anyone explain that to me? I mean, big sis Napolitano, why does she need 21.6 million more rounds of ammunition to add to the 1.6 billion bullets it has already obtained over the last 10 months? This is from Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com, Alex Jones's website. This is shocking. The bullets are being required for the DHS Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia, New Mexico. The solicitation by Big Sis asks for 10 million pistol cartridges, 40 caliber, 165 grain jacketed hollow point bullets. And I want to remind you of something. Hollow point ammunition is outlawed by the United Nations. Why would they need 10 million 40 caliber, 10 million 9 millimeter jacketed hollow point bullets? Tell me why. Now, when you couple this with the fact that the DHS has secured over the last 10 months 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, and now you couple that with Hagel linked to the Iranian lobby. Now you couple that with the man who wants to take over the CIA, who has suspicious relationships as well. Now you couple that with Obama being a very, very strange fellow, to say it in a very polite way. I'll tell you something. It can give you pause for thought, to put it mildly. This is the Savage Nation. I know that this is a shocking story, but it went over the heads of most people. They don't even understand what I just said. Why would the Department of Homeland Security have purchased 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition over the last 10 months at the same time they're trying to disarm the average American citizen? If you want to put 1 plus 1 and come up with 2, you can come up with it pretty fast. But if your mind is bent and all you do is listen to Comedy Central with that two-faced jerk who reads jokes written for him by people more stoned than he apparently is, then you have no idea what I am talking about. Delaware. Izzo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Michael, congratulations on being number one. I have a solution, or the reason why you're number one is because, you know, you tell it like it is. You're not like these blowhards like Wallbanger and what you call the other guy, Clarabelle. And I appreciate it, and I was kind of lost without you on the radio for a little while, but I'm glad you're back. Thank you. Welcome back to Delaware.
Well, wait a minute. I'm on a station in Delaware. That's Joe Biden's hometown, is it not?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, we have Joe. My wife ran for Congress in Delaware, and we got no help from those guys, you know, that call themselves conservatives. She's a super conservative. But I appreciate you being on the radio.
Hold it. I want to look up Delaware while you're on the air. I want to see which stations I'm on. WDOV.
Actually,
GMDNW ILM. Which station are you listening to?
IQ 106.9.
Oh, you're listening to me out of Philadelphia.
Yes, but it carries over to Delaware. Actually, I'm traveling from Pennsylvania back to Delaware.
That's beautiful. I love that part of the country. Have you been hit with snow yet?
No, actually, I don't think it's going to hit us. We might get about an inch and a half.
Well, I'm glad that you have the wherewithal to listen to radio at 9 o'clock at night, and I will offer you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War, which is coming out on Monday. And by the way, you want to hear something coincidental, and that's this. This year in the Chinese calendar, the astrological calendar, is known as the Year of the Snake. And according to the Year of the Snake, there is going to be conflict between nations. There's going to be a stock market slide, escalated conflict between Japan and China. And more things are being predicted. According to the study of Feng Shui, or literally wind water, as you know, Feng Shui, or however you call it, where people adjust their lives or renovate houses and offices based on the advice. I never did. It was a fad that hit California 10 years ago. It was the same idiots that told you to go vegetarian and avoid gluten. In fact, speaking of gluten, last night after blasting the gluten story, unless you have celiac disease, I decided to test my theory, and I went home. I cooked the biggest pot of spaghetti I could possibly make. I ate more than I should possibly have eaten. And if gluten is so bad for you, can anyone explain to me why my three dogs dance on their hind feet for a few noodles after I eat? Why do they love gluten? Is there something that they like about it? Are they that stupid? None of them were crippled. None of them went to a poodle allergist. None of them complained about an aching back. In fact, I call them Spaghetti Teddy. I don't care what he's eating. If I eat spaghetti, he dances on his rear feet like a little bear and wants a couple of noodles. That's all. Asian astrologers warn of stormy Year of the Snake. Possible conflict between Japan and China. As they bid farewell to the Year of the Dragon, not the Year of the Dragoon. It's a beautiful gun, the Dragoon. The Year of the Dragon. The Chinese fortune tellers warn that the black water snake that emerges to replace it on February 10th, the first day of the Lunar New Year, could be a venomous one that brings disaster. Now, here's something you better listen to. Previous snake years have been marked by the September 11th, 2001 terror strikes that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York City and in Washington, the crushing of the 1989 Tiananmen pro-democracy protest by the communist Chinese, and listen to this, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. That's all in snake years. The 1929 stock market plunge that heralded the Great Depression also occurred in a snake year. This is pretty amazing. I mean, many people are not into it. I've lived long enough to tell you that I take it from wherever I can get, advanced wisdom. Anyone who's been around doing these things for a long enough period of time, they're not that stupid, and things tend to repeat themselves. So on the top of my website, I ask, will the Year of the Snake bring China and the United States into conflict, maybe into war? As I said, I hope not. But in A Time for War, I say that China is already at war with us because it's a work of fiction. And as you well know, fiction is based upon possibilities, not upon realities. 1-855-400-7282. What an opening. Number one in New York City on WABC Men 35+. I beat CBS. I beat every station in the city. I beat WINS. I beat my old station, that sad old station that I enjoyed for so many years. I have a 10 share. They had a 1 share. It's amazing. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Guys, size matters. Uh-oh. So this Valentine's Day, go big with the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. Hey, look, when I say big, I mean big. This teddy bear is over 4.5 feet tall. He's big, he's soft, he's adorable. It doesn't get much bigger than the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. A gift this big means you'll get a big reaction from her, which is what you want, right? Send it to her office for a really big surprise that will really show how much you really care. Best of all, the Big Hunk of Love Bear is available for a limited time for only $99.99. Can you believe it? And delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. The Big Hunk of Love Bear shows that you really care about making Valentine's Day special. Like all Vermont teddy bears, he's guaranteed for life. So for the biggest reaction and the biggest reward, get her the Big Hunk of Love Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. It's only $99.99, so go big and go home happy. Vermont Teddy Bear also has hundreds of other classic teddy bears for Valentine's Day. Overnight and Valentine's Day delivery are guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them Savage sent you.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
KSFO traffic, Palo Alto, southbound 101, Embarcadero. Have a crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. Three cars involved. Traffic backed up to Marsh Road. Southbound 85, Fremont Avenue. Have an accident there. It's in the middle lane. Traffic slow and go from Highway 237. Heavy traffic through San Francisco, of course. Northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Eastbound 80 slows from the maze and stretches up towards Pinole Valley Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Safe Light Repairs. Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
On the next morning show, why is the Department of Homeland Security purchasing thousands of assault weapons and billions of bullets? Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
I've decided to play Christmas music in honor of the storm that's coming on the East Coast. We don't have a storm here on the West Coast. We have allergies already. I dread it. I dread it. Everything's in bloom. The nose, the running. I may have to split to Florida for a month. I can't stand it. The allergies started very, very early. The spring is so early here. It's unbelievable. Anyway, here we are. The big story to me is that Hagel is linked to the Iranian lobby, according to the WorldNet Daily. After all, he's already been endorsed by the Rogue Nation for the administrative post. We heard that. Hagel, our defense secretary, would be, was asked, why is it that the Iranian foreign minister has endorsed you to be the head of our defense department? Do you know that Hagel is associated with people attached to the Iranian lobby in America? Hagel sits on the board of the left-wing foundation Plowshares Fund, which has, according to Sarah Stern, the founder and president of the Endowment for Middle East Truth, given more than $2 million in grants to organizations that support lifting sanctions on Iran and weakening the Israeli-American alliance. And the most important of these is the National Iranian American Council, which received over $600,000 in grants in the last few years. The Plowshares Fund also financially supports other radical left-wing anti-American groups such as Media Matters for America, a George Soros, a fascist group, in my opinion, National Public Radio, which is nothing but Izvestia or Pravda, and others, all because they are conducting pro-Iranian anti-war activities. This is a man unqualified because of these connections to be our next defense secretary. This is absolutely terrifying. It's from WorldNet Daily. You have to read the story yourself. Let's go to the callers. WABC, where the ratings just came out, and I'm king. John on WABC, welcome to the program.
I was in the laundromat today, and I was reading one of your books, Trickle Down Tyranny, like I always do when I'm doing my wash. And some lady walks past me, and she goes, Michael Savage, how could you read such trash? So I looked at her, and I said, lady, I'm not forcing you to read it. You don't have to read it. Well, she goes, I don't care that you read it. I just don't want to hear it. So I stood up in the middle of the laundromat, and I started reading your book out loud. I read like three pages, and she called the police and tried to have me arrested for disturbing the peace.
Well, that's America. That's right. peace and love. That's peace and love from the left. Now, if you had read the Communist Manifesto or Barry Sawito's life story written for him by Bill Ayers out loud, there would have been a flash mob throwing flowers at you. Hey, that's great. We should have a read-in. Because Trickle Down Tyranny is coming out in paperback in a few weeks. I think in order to spite that person and the other Nazi fascist bums from you know where in this country, I'm going to organize a read-in. We're all going to get our copies out and read them at the same time across America and flash our lights on the highway. How's that?
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Good evening, KSFO traffic in Sunnyvale, westbound 237 and Evelyn Avenue. Crash three cars in the center divide, but we've got debris in the middle lane slowing things down. Southbound 85 at Fremont Avenue, still with an accident there. Looks like just cleared out of the middle lane, actually. Traffic going to be sluggish from El Camino Real. And southbound 101 in Palo Alto at Embarcadero, that accident cleared from the lanes as well. Traffic still backed up almost from Woodside Road. Northbound 101 slow and go from Holly Street up to Highway 92. And northbound 680 over the Snow Grade, not bad, just from Durham to Andrade.
Brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. Your Valentine deserves something extra special. A beautiful Hornblower Valentine's brunch or dinner dance cruise. Enjoy delicious cuisine and your favorite beverages. Wine and dine your sweetheart this Valentine's Day. Reserve at hornblower.com.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about newpain.com. Some things don't change, New Paine's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. New Paine's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to newpaine.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. New Paine will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from New Paine, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. New Paine will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. New Paine is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to newpaine.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal. Listen to these product reviews from real Ovation users.
Dear Ovation, my results were unbelievable. My frizzy, curly hair is highlighted and prone to breakage and thinning, probably because of the chemicals used in the highlighting process. Ovation products have solved all my hair problems. My hair is now soft, natural looking, and the breakage is decreased. My hair doesn't get frizzy, even if it's raining and humid outside. Thanks, Ovation. I didn't think it was possible.
Ovation is perfect. By far the best hair care product I've ever used. Please don't change a thing.
Your hair can be healthy again, guaranteed. Ovation is safe, effective, and easy to use. For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal, guaranteed.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On the next morning show, why is the Department of Homeland Security purchasing thousands of assault weapons and billions of bullets? Join Melanie Moore, Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
You ever heard of Ambassador Stevens' repeated warnings about the lack of security?
Through General Hamm, but we never received a request for support from the State Department, which would have allowed us to put forces on the ground.
So it's the State Department's fault.
I'm not blaming the State Department. I'm sure they had their own
assessment. Who would you blame?
Sorry, sir?
Who is responsible then?
It was clear
that an assessment was made that they could not withstand a sustained attack on the consulate, with it being September 11th and many other indications.
Well, McCain finally gave it to Dempsey, who was one of the slickest double talkers I've ever seen in my life. You know what bothered me about these hearings? Is they knew that it was in the bag. They knew that they were the untouchables. I felt as though I was watching a mafia hearing. I know you don't want to hear this. When I see my government officials sitting there with such assurances that they can BS the public like this and get away with it, these hearings were about the deaths in Benghazi, the lack of activity on the part of the military, and these SOBs had the nerve to switch. Every time a Democrat got the floor, they switched it to talking about the budget for the Pentagon and how we need to not have a sequester, blah, 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 and I wanted to scream. And I said, in any democracy, any fair-minded democracy, these people would be stopped. There would be a monitor to stop them from it and put it back on track. We deserve better than a general like Dempsey. We deserved far better than Leon Panetta as defense secretary. We deserved a lot better than what we got, and we didn't get any answers today. But I didn't like how smooth and silky smooth they were. They looked like that they had total control over it. They knew what was going to happen. They weren't apologetic. They could care less. You could see Dempsey was dying to get back to his golf game or whatever. He just, They went out afterwards and high-fived each other and said, we got through that one pretty good, huh? It was shocking. It was disgusting. I felt as though I was living in the Soviet Union. It was sort of like a show trial. Nothing. Zero. Nobody's responsible for the deaths in Benghazi. Nobody's going to lose their job or their pension. In fact, the only generals who would have testified that they were ready to go and they were told not to by Obama or by Obama's mother-in-law, whoever runs the country, and no one knows who runs the country, that general was fired. Four generals have been fired by Obama since Benghazi. We've had a purge of the generals, unlike any we've ever had in this country. The way Stalin did it was he shot the generals. The way Obama does it is he just fires them. It's no different. It's a dictatorship that's emerging right in front of your eyes. Now, as you well know, I've gone easy on the government, on Obama. I've taken a middle road. I've tried to see both sides. But, you know, when I watch hearings like this, enough is enough. Dempsey should have been fired for this. And I want to applaud the few Republicans who stood up to these double talkers, Graham, Chambliss, McCain. It was astounding to me that we even saw that. But they laughed in our faces. They laughed at us. They just laughed at us. It was shocking. Now, there were hearings today on Brennan. Brennan wants to be, they want to make him the head of the CIA. Brennan is either farther to the left than the other one. He's farther to the left than the one they want to put into defense. Brennan, who's to run the CIA. Now, although I agree with Brennan on the use of drones, as I said yesterday, he is so far to the left that even the left is against him. And at today's hearings, run by Madam Pelosi, fresh back from New Orleans, and a party last night somewhere. Boy, these people know how to live, don't they? Brennan introduces and gets interrupted by left-wing radicals. What kind of government do we have that protests that can get into hearings like this without being stopped? We're living in a nightmare. Where do these protesters have access to these hearings? Listen to clip six.
Members of the committee, I am honored to appear before you today as the president's nominee.
Would you halt, please? We'll ask the police to please remove this woman. Thank you very much.
Remove this woman. Remove which woman?
Please remove.
Who's the lunatic? Who's the pinko there? So she's farther to the left than Brennan and Pelosi. Can you believe this? This is the left eating the left now. Pelosi's using the big hammer and not they don't throw her out. How'd she get in there? How did she get in there? What kind of security is there in the Capitol that a lunatic like that can get in and start mouthing off? It gets worse in clip seven. Go ahead. Go to seven.
Welcome everyone here that we expect no hissing. We expect no demonstration in
this
room.
That's not Pelosi.
This is a very serious
That's Feinstein
hearing.
The gun grabber.
I will stop the hearing, and I will ask the room to be cleared. So know that.
Be here today without the love and support of my wife, Kathy, who has been my life partner for 34 years.
Oh, God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop telling me about your life partner. You're supposed to be the head of the CIA, schmuck. Who would be afraid of you? What happened to my country? Where did the men go? What happened to them? I could see that you don't want to be macho anymore. No one's allowed to be macho. But must you wear a ballerina costume with a pinafore when you get up in front of a hearing to show you're a nice guy to the left-wing schmucks? His wife, Kathy, is life partner. What the hell does she have to do with you being the head of the CIA? I don't understand this country anymore. Maybe I'm a throwback. Maybe I'm just a dinosaur. I have never seen men like this in my life in such high places. We are as weak as we've ever been. We're a patsy to the world. Okay, that's it. I've got it out of my system. I didn't mean to. I just can't believe this. It's frightening. What in the world is going on here? His wife, Kathy, is life partner. That is relevant to a CIA director's grilling? I don't understand it. Why doesn't he just thank his teacher from the fifth grade and bring her up there so she can talk? You remember that movie, Manchurian Candidate, the original one with Frank Sinatra, the black and white? You probably don't. Do you remember there's a scene in a ladies' club where they're like a flower club, rhododendrons, and they're talking about flowers, and the brainwashed killer is sitting in the audience? And they're talking about flowers and rhododendrons. I feel that that's what I was watching today. I feel I was watching not the Manchurian candidate, but the Iranian candidate up there for appointment to the head of the CIA. This is frightening. And I don't want to remind you of something. Obama lost our most advanced drone to Iran before he was reelected. Or somebody gave Iran our most advanced drone before Obama was reelected. And that sad sack, Romney, did not even bring it up because Romney was a fall guy. That's why he's disappeared from the public sphere. He was set up to fail, set up to fall. He could have said to America, look, this man is not qualified to be elected again. Let me show you what he did while he was in office. Our most advanced drone was either sent on purpose or shot down, landed without a scratch with all of our latest technology by the Iranians, and yet nobody has been investigated. And I want to remind you of something else. Under the great Obama, the commander-in-chief, 22 Navy SEALs were killed in a helicopter incident that has never been investigated. Oh, we're investigating Benghazi. I'm glad to hear it. How about investigating why those 22 Navy SEALs were put on that old Chinook helicopter and sent to die in Afghanistan? It was swept under the rug. Who put them on that helicopter? More Navy SEALs died in that one crash than in the whole history of that particular element of our service. There should be a hearing immediately on that. Who ordered them in that Chinook? That person should be sent to prison. Whoever it is in the Defense Department or in the State Department or in the White House who put those SEALs in that helicopter should be sent to prison for life. But it's never going to happen. We don't even have a chance of that ever happening. So here we are. Here we are. And I said I'd have a good time tonight. Let's take some callers and see what you think about some of the topics that I have raised tonight about the hollow point bullets. Why has Janet Napolitano needed 1.6 billion hollow point bullets in the last 10 months? Hollow point bullets are outlawed by the United Nations. They're not used for target practice. Why is she buying them in such great numbers? There's only a few things you can figure out if you put two and two together here, and it all adds up to something terrible coming in this country, especially with the year of the snake. Yes, my friends. Yes, the year of the snake. The year of the snake. I think the snake has already arrived. Wham! WHAM in Rochester, New York. Paul, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Oh, Michael, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm just curious. What would be a good weapon to buy nowadays? I think it's time to retire my baseball bat near my bed after 30 years and get more firepower. I'd love to have my
old... Okay, now here's the thing. I'm going to give you my answer, but I'm not taking any gun calls. None of the gun nuts listening to this show are to call with another recommendation. I don't want one call on guns after this, okay? Because that's the end of the show if I go down the gun nut road. But I'm going to give you the answer because a lot of people have asked me if they're going to get a gun for the first time, what to get, right? That's what you're saying. Home protection in these dangerous times. Anyone will tell you the same thing. Get a shotgun. Learn how to use it. They're complicated. They're easy, but they're not that easy. You should learn how to use a shotgun for two reasons. One, you can't miss. Two, any burglar who breaks in and hears you cock that shotgun is going to run out of the house because you're going to blow them off the universe. You can't miss. Plus, you can pump it in. You could probably fire 12 shots, one after the other. You can kill anything that tries to hurt you with a shotgun. Along with the shotgun, get yourself a revolver. They don't have that many bullets in them. You probably have six bullets in the most, but they're usually jam-free. So get yourself a big .357 pistol. Keep that next to your bed with a shotgun. That's as good as you're going to do, Paul.
Yeah, that's great. I'd love to have my M16 back, but my Army days are long gone. And,
you know, I don't know why anyone would want an M6. An M16 is not a good gun for home defense because you have to aim the damn thing. And in the darkness, it's very hard to aim at a shadowy figure inside a house. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you're right. But, boy, does it have a lot of firepower, that's for sure.
I understand. I had an old AR-15 and a Ruger Mini 14, which I bought in 1982. And for years, I trained myself and my son on them at a range up in Petaluma. I mean, we could fire at 500 yards, 750 yards, 800 yards and hit a target. They're amazing weapons. They're dead accurate, and they're a lot of fun to shoot. So I'm sending you a time for war, praying to God that we're not in a time for war. It's the Savage Nation that opens up a line at 855-400-7282. Let's go to the other callers out there on the Savage Nation. I have wonderful callers across the country, and I appreciate you for calling the program. I have one. I don't know which way to go, honest to God. I don't know if I want to go down the road of anger and politics. I tried jokes. That didn't work. I tried ratings. That didn't work. I could make it a soft show and ask you, why am I number one on WABC in this book in the middle of January with Men 21 Plus on WABC beating all the other stations? You know, even if it's only a blip on the screen, which people are going to say, well, it's only 1 week, and who knows what's going to happen the following week or month. This is an astonishing story because the show only opened in New York rather late in, I don't even remember, December 1st. And already in the second week in January amongst men 35 plus, I'm number one. Amongst men 21 plus, I'm number one. Against people, stations that have been there much, much longer. This means my old audience found me and then some. It's a big audience, a big market. It's a big story. And it means that people are far more interested in my approach than you may think. And my approach is a little different than others in talk radio. And you understand that. I don't want to just sit here and pat myself on the head. What would you like me to talk about? Let's go to WABC in New York. Fred, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
You know, I thought I wasn't going to come on because I don't know how this screening goes where you said nothing political or anything. Well, you know, being a Christian, anyway, I was always taught to give respect. But there's a difference between giving respect and kissing someone's behind. You know, there's a...
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me what you mean by giving respect and kissing a behind. What are we talking about?
I can't say our president, so, you know, it's like the left...
You know, when Bush was president, liberals in Priuses had bumper stickers that said, he's not my president. I'd like to print some of those up. I don't feel I'm living in his country, do you?
Because, I'll tell you, I was working as a kid. Father wasn't around. Left when I was two.
All right, it's a whole life story now, but what's your main point?
Liberal, conservative...
All right, Fred, thank you very much. Play the Tarantella, will you please, from the When Pasta Was Spaghetti. I like that song. Maybe that'll cheer me up a little bit. No, I know you don't have. You have to play pasta. I did some show yesterday. I mean, when I read When Pasta Was Spaghetti and I talked about gluten, everyone loved that show. But now I'm back to all politics, which is, it's okay, but I didn't mean to go here. Here I am. Because today is an all political day. I mean, what else can I say to you? I'd love to be a little lighter. I can't. Today is all politics. How can you avoid it? You got two far-left guys who are stooges of the enemies of America who are going to run our Pentagon and run the CIA. I mean, how much worse does it get than this? Then you got Panetta, who's been a lifetime radical leftist, who ran the CIA and ran defense, getting up there like Mr. Slick, breezing through his hearing like he's Mr. Cool, and no one sees through him. We all saw through him. If we lived in a fair-minded country, we would have been taken out in handcuffs, by the way. Alabama, John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, it's great. It's an honor to talk to you. Hey, I'm calling
about the
crash of the helicopter that had the Navy SEALs on board.
Yes, sir.
My concern was that occurred way too shortly after the time we took out Osama bin Laden.
That's correct. And I thought that they were sent as sacrificial lambs to Iran. Into Afghanistan to kill them so that they would basically say, we're sorry we took out Osama bin Laden. Here's our SEALs. You know, they were in the same SEAL Team 6 unit. You know that.
I came to the same conclusion that was what was going on. It was too coincidental. There's no such thing as a coincidence. It was too coincidental, and it was...
But, John, why has there been no investigation by McCain and others about these deaths?
Sir, I agree with you, absolutely. And I applaud you for...
All 38 men on that helicopter were killed. Now we had three or four killed in Benghazi. Every life is precious. There's been hearings on the Benghazi deaths. Why have there been no hearings on the SEALs' death? John, I'm sending you the book of Time for War, and I'll tell you why I'm mentioning it again and again and again. I'm the only one who's written about it. The whole novel is about those deaths. Did you hear what I just said to you? The entire novel of Time for War begins with the crash of that helicopter. I'm the only talk show host, the only writer in America who has focused on these deaths. This travesty must be cleared up. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Days of O traffic, northbound 280 John Daly Boulevard. New crash being reported. Looks like it is in the center divide. Westbound 80 at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Looks like we've got a stalled car blocking a lane there. A bridge crew is pushing that into the center divide as well. Northbound 680 Crow Canyon Road in accident. Two cars, they've got that on the right shoulder. Slow traffic in the South Bay. Southbound 101 Lawrence Expressway down to 87. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, the credit crunch is really over at Cash Call, which means you can now borrow up to $10,000 in a day to solve your short and intermediate cash needs. Sure, the money's expensive, but $10,000 will solve some problems right now, and it's a lot cheaper than the local payday advance place. Plus, there's never a fee or penalty for paying the money back early, so borrow the money only for as long as you need it to keep your total interest expense down. Even if you've been denied in the past, you might be eligible now. So when you need up to $10,000 in a hurry, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License.
By the way, this loan requires no collateral, just your signature. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH. Or log on to cashcall.com. That's 866-590-CASH or cashcall.com.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with a BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Don't settle for a good morning. Go for great with a freshly roasted cup of joe from Tyler's Coffees. Get half off your morning jolt at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Pardon me for losing my temper. I made a commitment not to lose my temper ever again on radio. Not ever again, but generally not lose my temper. But really, I woke up this morning perhaps too early, and I turned on the hearings, the Benghazi hearings, and when I saw that slimy Carl Levine, the slumlord, with the glasses on his nose, he made my flesh crawl. There's something about them, their arrogance. And then I saw the slick general, Dempsey. There was something about his slickness, his arrogance, Mr. Cool. He reminded me of kids in school that I went to school with. They always were smarter than everybody else, so they thought they cheated their way to the top. I'm not saying he did, but that's what he reminded me of. Just a smart behind, you know the kind, always outsmarting everybody, shiny shoes, an A-kisser. And there he was, Mr. General Dempsey. Every answer was a slick double-talk answer. The entire Democrat pack of liars switched the hearing from the Benghazi disaster, the death of our ambassador and others, to a discussion of the budget. I thought I was watching a Soviet puppet trial. It was shocking to see them try to get away with this. Every Democrat was told in advance, when you get up there, start talking about sequestering and the budget and how we need to get a budget. It was shocking to see them get away with this. In other words, see, here's the thing. They were filibustering this hearing. And these are the same liars who now want to outlaw the or do without the filibuster, which has been around forever. They don't like the filibuster being used against them, but now they're using it against the American people. Do you have any idea what danger we are in when we lose a democracy or a republic, however you want to define us? When you see it melt in front of your eyes with a bunch of fascists like this, there's no other word for them. You think that they're just like you and I? Well, maybe they are, but they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be a step above you and I. They're supposed to be public servants, not fascist liars. It was a disgrace.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two
eyes. Welcome to the year of the snake,
cold,
which begins in a few days. What does it tell you when Fox ratings go down and plummet like an elevator that lost its cable, while mine have gone up to the stratosphere? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about all the news of the day, including these Benghazi hearings, which were most distressing for me this morning, to watch these liars, these slick double-talkers, liars, filibustering the hearings. General Dempsey was a disgrace to the uniform. Panetta really got me sick with his smooth as silk, silky tongue, thinking he was getting away with lying and people didn't know he was lying. Not every American is that stupid. He wouldn't answer a single question. Thank God McCain came out of the box as the man he really is, and a few others put them on the spot, but no one lost their job. No one's been said you're going to lose your pension and your golf club membership and your contracts with the contractors who have you've been greasing their palm with all sorts of deals for the last 20 years for your retirement. Not one word about these men. All I kept hearing was, as I heard every other hearing, with every other hearing in my entire life, is, what are we doing to make certain this doesn't happen again? And then it happens again. It will happen again. We are weaker than we've been since 1937. When the U.S. Navy was sinking ships because the pacifists had taken over Congress and were laughing at the Republicans, and they said, we don't need a Navy in this country. We had a Navy almost as small. Actually, the Navy today is smaller than it was in 1939. And if it wasn't for men in England, such as Winston Churchill, a diehard conservative who said the Nazis are arming, we better arm ourselves to the British, they would not have had the airplanes that they needed to defend themselves in the Battle of Britain. They wouldn't have had the weapons, the guns, the rifles, the artillery, and the ships they needed. The Pinkos were telling England they would never go to war again. And had they not listened to the conservatives, Germany would have run over England and they'd be speaking German right now and you'd probably be a lampshade. And the very same story is being played out in America today, so far as I can tell. We've got these far-left academic Pinkos, the entire pack of them, telling us the same story that was told to the English in the late 30s. And anyone who says to the opposite is called every name under the sun. My friends, China is arming themselves to the teeth. They're building up their Air Force. They're building up their Navy. They're building up their missile technology. At the same time, we are destroying ours. You don't see the parallel to the 1930s? You know, in the 1930s in America, if you live in New York City, there was a 3rd Avenue L, elevated line of trains that ran on 3rd Avenue, that great avenue in New York. Well, there was an elevated train on, you know, steel girders that ran up there. The United States took down the 3rd Avenue L to make the avenue wider and to, you know, open up the street to the condos and the buildings and whatever. And the Japanese were very happy to buy the steel for the 3rd Avenue L. And they melted it down and turned it into tanks and planes and ships and bullets and bayonets and bombs that were used to kill our boys. If you think that we're not seeing history repeat itself with these Quislings taking our infrastructure and handing it over to the Chinese, such as General Electric moving plants to China to cut costs, putting the almighty dollar ahead of our national security, a government is supposed to protect us from this kind of greed. But when the greed becomes the government, who's to protect us from the protectors? Nobody. So as I say, some of these words sound harsh, but they're all true. Some of them sound hard, but we need hard in a time of soft. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I got to tell you again, I'm very gratified with a brand new show here on Cumulus to see that after only really 5-6 weeks in New York, my show is number one for the second week in January among several key demographics, very telling demographics, men 21 plus. My show has an 8 share. I'm number one. I beat everyone in New York City. Men 35 plus. I have a 10.9 share. I beat every other station in New York City. You say, well, it's only men 35 plus. Only men 35 plus? Only men 21 plus? That means an awful lot. Because men are not stupid. It doesn't mean women are not listening. I'm looking at these demographics. Women tend not to listen to talk radio, incidentally. They tend to actually not listen to radio. And if they do, they listen to something other than talk radio. So I'm very, very keenly attached to the ratings with regard to men 35 plus. If I'm number one and New York's public radio, WNYC, is number 23 with a 1 share and I have a 10 share, how is that possible between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. in a liberal city that a left-wing station such as national, as at public radio, New York Public Radio is number 21, and I'm number one. How do you explain that in a city that is allegedly liberal, run by a man who has no limits to his desire to be a little Napoleon? By the way, today he announced he wants to ban styrofoam. Soda, fat, sugar, salt. Now Napoleon Bloomberg has announced he wants to ban the cups that New Yorkers use for their coffee and their drinks. Where will this lunatic stop? Nobody knows how to stop him. What world does he live in? It's a savage nation. What do you want to talk about? 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Let's take the first caller up, Josh, WABC, in New York City. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Michael? I love your show. And I'll tell you why you're number one. I listen to all the people on WABC. I'm not going to bash them. Not bash them. But one thing's for sure. I don't hear the same rhetoric over and over again from you. I hate Obama, I hate Obama, Obama this, Obama this. This week you talked about the Super Bowl one day. I love that show. The other day you agreed with Obama about the drones. I mean, not exactly agreed, but you liked the idea of killing people.
I did agree with him. I said that even a stopwatch is right twice a day. He's right about using drones.
Yeah, because you know why? Because if you got American citizens who are plotting to kill us, I don't care.
They're not American citizens. That's a misnomer. If you take up the uniform of the enemy, you're not an American citizen. You've abrogated your citizenship. Don't buy that ACLU crap. If a man goes over to the other side, he's thrown his citizenship in the garbage. Kill him is what I say if he wants to kill us. As George Orwell said, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. I'm all for using drones, as I said 2 days ago. But, Josh, go ahead with your statements, please. It's interesting to listen to you.
No, so that's why you're number one, because it's not boring. It's not the same thing over and over again.
Well, it's not predictable. You can't predict really where I'm going to go because I'm an independent thinker, and I'm very objective at the end of the day.
100%. And I could turn on so many people, and I could predict exactly what they're going to say. You, I can't predict that you were going to talk a full show about the Super Bowl, which I loved, about New Orleans, and today this, today that. It's fun. It's exciting.
By the way, I loved my New Orleans show on Monday. It's one of my favorite shows when I talked about the food, the people, the streets. I think what we're going to do tomorrow is in a wrap-up, we're going to play some pieces from that show and some pieces from some of my previous shows this week. Short takes for everyone who missed them, Josh. Josh, are you looking forward to reading A Time for War?
Yeah, I just heard about it, and I read some of your other books.
I'm sending you a free copy, so stay on the line. And as I said to you, to the Chinese astrologers, the year of the snake is going to bring China and U.S. into conflict. You know, it's almost frightening to see this, because as I said to you at the beginning of the last hour, Chinese astrologers, Asian astrologers rather, warn of a stormy year of the snake. I live in San Francisco, which has the largest Chinese American population in the country, and I usually go to the New Year's parade, the New Year's celebration. I find it fascinating in one way, not looking so much as an anthropologist. I've lived here so long that I almost feel part of Chinatown. I know that sounds odd, but you become part of a city. I've been here since 1974, and the Chinese have an amazingly powerful presence in this city. And I pay attention to an awful lot. I mean, eat the food, listen to the conversation. I watch the conflicts emerging in some of the parks between the Falun Gong and the Communist Chinese. And there's a growing presence, by the way, of Communist Chinese agitators in San Francisco, whether you know it or not. There's a growing presence of people who are competing for the minds of the Chinese Americans, and they're all plants from the Communist Chinese government, which is one of the reasons I try to warn you in A Time for War that things are not what you may think they are, and you better wake up before it's too late. So we bid farewell to the Year of the Dragon on February 10th, the first day of the Lunar New Year, according to the Chinese calendar, and they're saying it could be a venomous year that brings disaster. Previous years of the snake have been marked by the September 11th, 2001 terror strikes, the crushing of the 1989 Tiananmen pro-democracy protests, and the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 all occurred during a year of the snake. It gets worse. The 1929 stock market crash that brought in the Great Depression also occurred in a snake year. So they are assuming that the movement of snakes, fast, aggressive, and sharp, but cunning and tricky, will apply again in this year. And when we have a government that seems to be more concerned with suppressing the people and suppressing knowledge as to what they are doing and granting contracts and grants to their cronies, really anything could happen this year in the year of the snake. Let's pray to God that it's only a fiction. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 for the simple truth. I'm Michael Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to tell you about something that could completely change your life for the better. What if you could get off your expensive cholesterol or diabetes medication? There's a way. It's an award-winning integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. It's called the Perfect Gene Diet. You know, there's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country, and there's an obesity epidemic, and it's all completely preventable with the Perfect Gene Diet. After testing for your specific genotype, a nutrition and exercise plan is customized just for you. People come from all over the world just to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take the test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. That's 925-736-8510 or perfectgenediet.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And the lights, when the lights go down in the city. I love the song. Totally different tempo, right? I got to tell you why this song has a particular meaning to me, just as a little side note. I mean, I can only eat my heart out so long. until I got to stop. And I'm not going to say I'm going to stop forever, but I'm going to pause for a minute. You know I love that song because I'm in San Francisco, and it's a city I love despite all of my jokes about the city. I love this city, and I always have it. From the day I came here, I was in love with it. When I say I love this city, it means I love North Beach and Chinatown because that is the city. I love the downtown North Beach, Chinatown. There's very other parts of the city are very, very uniquely boring. I mean, the avenues look like a bad neighborhood in Cleveland. And I'm not knocking Cleveland, but there's nothing unique about it, just old houses. But these parts of the city, the Italian district, the Chinese district, the business district, are very uniquely beautiful. Nevertheless, that's my area. That's my terrain. So when I left radio after that long legal battle, which you all know about by now, I had a transition. And for a while, I didn't know if I'd be back in radio. I wasn't certain I wanted to and blah, blah, blah. And when I picked the song up, Journey, Lights, about San Francisco, when I knew I was coming back to terrestrial radio, and I came back with Cumulus, for about a week before that return, I was playing this song. I literally was moved by it emotionally because I realized that San Francisco has been so good to me all these years. You remember, I mean, I've done some pretty amazing things here despite the madness of the city. And that's something I got to say at another time. It's a whole other show, which is that although the city is crazy, when I came here, it was a wide open city. You could develop yourself. You could reinvent yourself. You could be anything you wanted to be. It's not true anymore. The liberals have turned it into almost a fascist dictatorship in terms of the mind. You can't develop yourself anymore in the city. People are trapped in a little box. They're only allowed to think a certain way, eat a certain way, walk a certain way, and dress a certain way. The liberals have destroyed San Francisco. This was once a truly liberal city. It is no longer a truly liberal city. It is a dictatorship. And that's what I've been trying to tell you. It's worth doing another time, a whole discussion of what liberalism has become. Let's go to Greg on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Savage Nation from KSFO.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I've been with you from probably the first week you started on radio. I was stuck in traffic in Larkspur coming back working on Market Street. And when I heard you, I just knew that you were different than any other talk show host I ever heard. And what really won me over, and I know you said this before, was your laugh. You remind me so much of my dad. There's wisdom in your laugh, but like I don't care. I'll get in your face, but I'm right type of attitude. And I appreciate. I really appreciate.
Well, you know, okay, I'm going to go into it. I'll go into this for a minute. I meet guys who are like 30. And they say, you know, Mike, I grew up listening to you with my dad, and he's no longer with us. I mean, it's touching to me because I lost my father when I was a very young man. I know guys who are like, you know, I've been in radio 18 years. The time has gone by in the blink of an eye. I mean, kids listened to this show when they were 9 and 10 who are now 25, 30 years old, Greg. And I think that's what you're saying is your situation, right?
Well, yeah, my dad was a guy's guy, a man's man. He's a plumbing contractor, and he was really rough, but he was really kind. And he didn't put up with any crap, but he really knew his stuff. And you put it across that way. You kind of, you know, you were rough around the edges when you first came on the radio, but, you know, I just really enjoy listening to you. I've really learned a lot from you. You're kind of like, you're the continuation of my dad. I used to sit in the truck with my dad and drive in the summertime. We'd go work with him. He knew everything. And I just, from my dad.
Well, that reminds you probably of the stories I tell of my father, who only went to high school, but he was an avid reader, and he was very curious, and he seemed to know an awful lot about a lot of things.
Yes, that was my dad.
Well, I'm sending you a copy of my book. It's my gift to you, A Time for War. I appreciate the listenership. That goes back to 1994 when I did a fill-in on, I filled in on KGO. In an overnight show, believe it or not. The station is still there, and I'm right across the street on KSFO. Isn't that amazing? And all of the people who try to throw impediments in my way are gone. I swear. Look, I'm probably one of the most competitive people that you've ever going to listen to on the radio. I got to tell you something. I think about it. I have a tremendous amount of competition in me and a tremendous amount of fight. I never, ever want to give in. Ever. Ever. And I learned a long time ago as a guy who had to grow up to defend himself in many ways, that if there's a fight between a big guy and a little guy, the little guy will usually win because he's got to. It's that simple. I mean, the little guy has to win or he's dead. That's how I feel. I still feel like the little guy, the outsider in talk radio. And I guess you could say in the arena of fighting, I'm hungry. I have never lost my hunger to be number one in this field. And that's my goal. I don't know why. Just that's the way it is. So whatever. I just stopped. I didn't want to talk anymore about the year of the snake or about the snakes in the year. Let's go to the callers. William on WABC. I'll get to you in a minute because he's going to talk about the year of the snake, the Super Bowl, Chinese buying up Trinity County in Northern California. The government's been infiltrated by Marxists and other fellow travelers. Tremendous calls. You can join the conversation by calling 855-400-7282. You're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, The Savage Nation. And I'll be back right here on your local station to take your calls.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Guys, size matters. Uh-oh, so this Valentine's Day, go big with the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. Hey, look, when I say big, I mean big. This teddy bear is over 4.5 feet tall. He's big, he's soft, he's adorable. It doesn't get much bigger than the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. A gift this big means you'll get a big reaction from her, which is what you want, right? Send it to her office for a really big surprise that will really show how much you really care. Best of all, the big hunk of love bear is available for a limited time for only $99.99. Can you believe it? And delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. The big hunk of love bear shows that you really care about making Valentine's Day special. Like all Vermont teddy bears, he's guaranteed for life. So for the biggest reaction and the biggest reward, get her the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. It's only $99.99, so go big and go home happy. Vermont Teddy Bear also has hundreds of other classic teddy bears for Valentine's Day. Overnight and Valentine's Day delivery are guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them Savage sent you.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. SWAT teams have been searching the Southern California mountain community of Big Bear for a former L.A. cop who allegedly went on a shooting spree. They found the suspect's burned-out car on a road leading to Big Bear. San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon today kicked off a partnership with local youth advocacy groups. As part of his commitment to support young victims of human trafficking, they launched a hotline for youngsters to call if they are victims of sex or labor abuse. California lawmakers have introduced 10 new bills they say will make California the most restrictive state for possessing guns. Sponsors were joined at a Capitol News conference by the mayors of San Francisco and Los Angeles. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got an stalled car northbound 101 San Antonio Road. Right lane is blocked there. Northbound 880 of Mission Boulevard in Fremont to stall. Third lane from the left blocked. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is sneaking up, and what a better gift to get your loved one than a brand new head of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair within just the first couple of washes, and you will notice the difference in the feel, the look, and the texture of your hair. The three-step process has the ability to take your hair from completely damaged to beautiful, and you can get a special introductory offer just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. And if you're not fully satisfied, you will get a full product refund. Ovation is great on all types of hair and all textures. So again, make sure you check out ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or stress.
strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6729. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6729. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6729. 888-964-6729.
Hi, I'm Fabio Giotta from Café Trieste. There's nothing like a fresh cup of espresso made the right way. After almost six decades of our family serving some of the finest coffee on the planet, I can confidently say I know great coffee. It takes careful selection of the best beans, lovingly roasted and blended, and a quality espresso machine handled by a knowledgeable barista. That's why when one of our Café Trieste locations needed a new paint job, we called Armstrong. It's about using quality paint, proper preparation and tools, and most importantly, a dedicated and knowledgeable painter. There was no question about who to call. It was Armstrong. Café Trieste and Armstrong have been around a long time, and that says something. So if you want to taste the ultimate cup of coffee, stop by one of our Northern California Café Trieste locations. And if you want the ultimate paint job, call Armstrong. You know the number.
Not all paint is created equal. With Armstrong's private-labeled titanium acrylic coating systems, you can paint year-round. Call today from any area code for your free estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
On the next morning show, why is the Department of Homeland Security purchasing thousands of assault weapons and billions of bullets? Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
We are back on the Savage Nation. Thanks for holding in there. The Year of the Snake, it occurs, of course, every 12 years. And, you know, it's called the shedders, the skin shedders, like a snake. Speaking of shedding, we're having a big storm coming in to New England to start with tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Would you believe this? They are expecting, 60-mile-an-hour winds, peaking at 60 miles an hour. And 30-foot waves, oh, it's going to affect the fishing fleets. Off the coast, winds are expected to whip up waves averaging 30 feet high. If you're a boater, you know what that means, although individual waves could top 60 feet. 30 to 40-mile-an-hour winds, that's not that bad, really. I mean, we've had them here in California. But the gust of 65 will take trees down. I lost my trees a few years ago, two of them in the front. 10 most intense winter storms on record. Among the blizzard of 78, which dumped blah, 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 blah. So in other words, it's global warming. Whatever happens, it's global warming. And it gives Obama an opportunity to sell another billion-dollar contract to one of his donors in the assumption that by switching to green power, we will now no longer have storms in the winter and it will no longer be hot in the summer. That's the kind of insanity we're living with in the world today, that common sense has gone out of the window. You have an extremely cold winter, an extremely hot summer. The morons tell you it's global warming. And then the jerk who invented the whole garbage, Al Gorleone, Al Jazeera, sells his network to the enemies of America. Could you believe this? And laughs all the way to Switzerland. Unbelievable. That's the kind of leadership we have today. Let's go to William on WABC in New York, where Savage is now for a little while, reigning as the king of talk radio in men 35-plus, men 21-plus. William on WABC, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. I think maybe there is something to this Year of the Snake stuff.
Okay.
1965, year of major ground war escalation in Vietnam.
Right.
1917, U.S. enters World War One.
Right.
1857, Dred Scott decision, which leads on to the Civil War.
Oh,
1845 annexation of Texas, which brings on the Mexican War.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
There's a pattern here.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good. So they are predicting that there could be conflict between China and Japan, which, of course, has been brewing. Worse yet, China
reminds me, 1905, the Russo-Japanese War makes Japan a major power in Asia.
Oh, when they took down the Russian fleet.
Exactly.
Well, that was an amazing... That's an amazing piece of military history. I've always wondered at that. Japan was laughed at until then, and they cut the Russian fleet to pieces. The big dreadnoughts used to go in a line, and the Japanese just used the tactics of guerrilla warfare at sea, and they cut the ships to pieces. That was the Russians did not believe what hit them. And by the way, that led to the Russian Revolution, because once they lost their military might, and once the people saw that the country's leaders were weak and stupid, the country fell apart socially. Does that sound familiar to you?
Certainly. That's the first revolution, 1905, which led 12 years later to the revolution of 1917.
Okay, so, you know, look, you know I want to send you a Time for War, because in it, you know, basically, look, I'm trumpeting a fiction, which is China at war with America already? Some would say yes. Some would say, what do you mean are they at war? They've taken the country over. They own the currency. What more do they need to know? I mean, you could argue that they've already taken over the country. But I go a little further than that. Stay on the line. We'll send you the book. Lynn, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. You were saying before that women don't listen to you. Well, I'm in my 60s, and I'm a half hour north of New York City, and I listen to you, and I love you, and I know you're going to become number one, and I just agree with everything you say, and that's all.
God willing. God willing. What I think is ironic is that Wallbanger is opposite me when I start in New York on Fox News. I wonder if I'm cutting into his ratings.
I don't know.
You know what? His ratings have plummeted, and mine have gone up. His has fallen like an elevator that's lost its cable. Mine are going up like a skyrocket.
What?
Mine have gone up like a drone, so maybe I'm cutting in. That's a shame. He's had a good run. Hey, Abbott! That's the sound of him on his day off. We just invented a soundbite for you. Okay, hon, you're getting a copy of A Time for War. Monster Winter Storm, Five Ways to Stay Safe and Prepared. I loved storms when I was a child, but as a man, I didn't love them that much. You know, children love storms. They can't go to school. The father has to stay home. The family's together. They don't have any idea what's at stake in terms of even going shopping to the supermarket. You know, kids have a Currier and Ives view of the world. So to me, being locked even in an attached house in Queens, when my dad couldn't get to work, he was a single breadwinner. My mom didn't work. She was a homemaker in the days when homemaker meant something. She made a home. She made sure that we ate. She made sure we were clean. She made sure that we did our homework. That's called a homemaker. It was a big job. And he was the only breadwinner. 7 days a week he worked in the store. So when a blizzard came in New York, and we'd wake, I would look out of the window, and the window was like iced over. I used to love that. You know, it was like a child. What did I know? Meanwhile, he couldn't get to work and make money. It was a cash business. He couldn't go to work. And the car was plowed over by the New York Sanitation Department with those monster plows. They'd come down Utopia Parkway and drive the snow onto the car. Sometimes I still have dreams of those. Like, how do you get your car out of that? Now I'm living in sunny California. I remind myself of the Call of the Wild written by Jack London, where the wolf is raised in California and the days are sunny and it's easy and there's no snow and everything's available and that kind of thing. And then he's released back into the wilds in Alaska. To me, New York was like living in the wilds of Alaska. You know what I'm saying? Efren and KSFO Radio in San Francisco. I'm trying to say the city correctly. Let me try again. After years of San Francisco and San Francisco, I'm going to only say Fran, you know, in honor of St. Francis. Efren on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I wanted to comment about how happy I was to hear that you went to the Super Bowl with your son.
Why? But why would it make you happy, or why would it fulfill you that I went with him?
Well, just because you were on the fence about it, and I know spending time with my dad is really important. I'm sure he's very proud of you.
Right. Well, it was very important for him. I would say I loved it. I don't want to talk too much about my family, but, you know, I have to remember that I'm a certain age, and I'm not going to be here forever, and he's going to, God willing, be here a lot longer than I. That's the natural order of things, and he's got to have some good memories of his father in his later years. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
I mean, you know, you have to look at it that way. It's hard to walk around with a camera on your head thinking forward and backward, but that's the reality of it. I mean, you go on Ancestry.com. They're not here anymore, are they? Well, okay, there we are. Effort, stay in the line. The book's going out to you. Rick on WWIQ in the great city of Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell City. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. It's certainly an honor to speak to you.
As Thank you very much.
To your call screener, I'm a former Army scout, and when you dispatch 12 scouts out into the field, and they relay back the information to the S2, which is the Information Center of Intelligence, and they plot the information on the plotting board, each one of those 12 scouts don't know what the other one has seen, but it starts to form a picture in the intelligence network.
Right.
As I look at my plotting board, Dr. Savage, and I go back 20 years and I start to see these things and post them on my board, I'm scared. I sense danger, sir.
I know what you're saying. Why does Big Sis Napolitano need 22 million more rounds of ammunition after she's bought 1.5 billion rounds in the last 10 months? What is she doing with that ammunition? What are they getting ready for, Rick?
And why do they want to disarm us?
At the same time. And why did the drone go down in Iran, Rick, with all of our advanced technology without a scratch on it like a showroom new car? Who sent that drone to Iran? Why did the SEALs get put on the helicopter and 22 of them get sacrificed shortly after Osama bin Laden was taken down by the same SEAL unit? Rick, I would say all of these are pretty frightening portents of something going on that doesn't look very good. But speaking of the news today, why would Obama be trying to put a man into the Defense Department who has ties to Iran? Why would he be trying to put a man into the CIA who has ties to far-left groups? What is wrong with the picture there, Rick?
Dr. Savage, why, when George Herbert Walker Bush delivered the State of the Union address a number of years back, that he's talked about 1,000 points of light in the New World Order?
Well, the New World Order was used by a certain gentleman from Germany, as you well know, in the 1930s. You know that, don't you?
Correct. How'd that work out?
That worked out real well for Europe and the rest of the world. No, I do understand what you're saying. And by the way, just speaking of your background, Rick, as a Ranger, I think people should know that they had perhaps the most dangerous of all jobs in the military. You were the guys who actually went in behind enemy lines. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, what would make you do that, Rick? What was in your background as a young man? I'm just curious of why. What gave you the courage to become an Army Ranger to go behind enemy lines in Vietnam, no less?
I had four uncles that were in World War II in European Theater 3, and in Pacific, I had one. A total of four of my uncles were on active duty during World War II, and it was just kind of a thing our family did.
Well, okay, it's easy to say, but you must have had guts to beyond belief. I mean, were you a tough kid?
I had to defend myself, yes, sir.
Where, in Philly?
Outside of Philadelphia, sir.
All right, Rick, so now you're an older man. I would assume you're 60-plus. You're seeing a country melting under your feet. How do you put two and two together here?
Well, sir, I think that they're deliberately trying to crash this economy, and I think that before you can bring on this Henry Kissinger's new world order, before you can bring that on, you have to crash the economies of the nations around the world so that we can have a network behind it to rise up to take over, because that's what they want. The UN wants.
Well, I don't understand how a president can keep spending money and printing money and refuse to cut a dime out of the budget and get away with it. I don't understand why the people aren't in the streets demanding that he be impeached. Just for what he's doing to the economy is an impeachable offense. It's called crimes and misdemeanors. It is a crime to destroy the currency of a nation.
Yes, you're absolutely correct, and I think it's by design.
Well, I don't know that it's by design. I don't see. That's where I disagree with you and the others in your camp, so to speak. I wouldn't go that far. I think it's purely by greed rather than by design. I think that the scum who broke the economy and then laughed all the way to Zurich are still running the world. I can name several of them. None of them went to jail. None of them lost a dime. They took over Wall Street after breaking Wall Street. Some of them made over $1 billion in the crashed housing market. They're all big Democrats. None of them were called up on the carpet. I can name several bankers. I can name them, and I may do a whole show on them here in San Francisco. They made $3 to $10 billion on the crash of the housing market, and they took that $23 billion they made in selling their bank just before the crash, and they gave most of their money to far-left organizations such as the ACLU. And let me tell you something else. They have names, and they're still living, and they're living really well, and no one even knows their names, but I do. I never forget criminals.
Yes, sir.
But you see, I have no power, Rick, at the end of the day. All I am is a man with a lot of emotion and a talk show. I have absolutely no power. When I see hearings of the type I saw today, did you happen to watch them on C-SPAN? Rick, are you still there? No. Okay. Well, I'm sending a copy of A Time for War. Of all people, he'll get chills up his spine. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Settling for another Valentine's dinner and a movie? How about a free romantic winter getaway for two from SweetJack.com? Right now, SweetJack is giving away a two-night stay at Colorado's Telluride Resort Lodging with 3 days of skiing. Hit the slopes on the Coonskin Lift, then step inside your two-bedroom condo and enjoy the warmth of the fire or your private hot tub. It'll be a Valentine's night to remember. Enter to win now at SweetJack.com. No purchase necessary.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How could you not love the Rolling Stones after all these years? They're a part of the American mental geography. The other night when we were flying back from New Orleans, we flew over. I always look at the windmills, and I always say we're flying over Altamont, rolling green hills, and it's littered now with windmills. And as you well know, wind technology was said to be a great, great idea, but they're killing birds. They're making noise. The Irish are trying to ban them from the Irish countryside because they can't sleep at night from these noisy contraptions that keep them awake. You talk about unintended consequences. You talk about environmental sensitivity. How sensitive is it if you're generating electricity with a windmill, which is a great idea unto itself, and you're killing birds, and you keeping people awake, and there's no peace in their life? It's called stupidity. There's no big picture, and that's how governments are being run today. They do something that they think is good, and along the way, they do something that's very bad. That's Bloomberg with the soda ban. That's Bloomberg with the styrofoam ban. He's doing good for the environment. He'll kill every business in the city. That's Obama. Green technology, green technology, green technology. That's if you believe he means it. And everything he can do to stop the flow of oil and gas into this country, Keystone Pipeline, would have been natural. He should be impeached for blocking it. Why is he blocking it? There's no logical reason to block the Keystone XL pipeline. None. Oil from Canada. No ships required. We're starving for it. One man says no because his friend Warren Buffett brings the oil in now on his railway cars. Impeachable. But it's never going to happen. Never. We're living in a dictatorship, frankly, because the media is dead. See, when we lost the media, we lost the country. Let me be very clear. In my day, there was a media that may have been liberal, but it was, after all, politicians, and they didn't take corruption very, very readily. They went after corruption, local, state, national, and that's why they sold newspapers. People wanted to read about corrupt politicians if it was true. They loved scandals. They were called scandal sheets for a reason. You didn't have to invent scandals. There were enough of them. But the newspapermen had guts, and they also had integrity. They didn't say, well, he's a Democrat. I can't point out that he just made $800 million in a little schmear job and a loan because he's a Democrat and because he does what I like with regard to something else. I won't report it. When we lost the media, we lost the country. Kathy in Cleveland, Ohio, was so short on time. Thanks for calling. You're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to let you know my husband is a retired Navy commander in the Navy Reserves for the past 26 years, and he's been telling me, warning me about the Chinese ever since then.
Right.
And I guess my question for you is, why do you think the Chinese would want to come over here and basically take over? I haven't read your book, but hopefully I can get a copy.
Well,
and,
no, wait, here's the thing. They don't have to take over. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take. See, the Chinese government, you have to ask yourself, why do they want to dominate America is the real question, not take us over.
Why would they want to?
Well, because they have, first of all, they have an historic desire to get even with the West for what the West did to them. Let's go back to the subjugation of the Chinese through the opium dumping on the Chinese, which was done largely by the British. But never forget that it was American ships, largely American ships, that carried opium to dope up the entire nation to turn them into victims. They were drug addicts. And the drug dealers were the British. But the drug couriers were the Americans. In fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the great president that everybody seems to love so much, his middle name Delano comes from his mother's side, and it was his great-grandfather or his grandfather, the Delano family, that made their fortune out of New England running ships with the opium to China, very much like the drug mules of today. So that's a very important point. So the Chinese have a desire to get even with the West for having subjugated their people. That's number one. And then they have a desire to be number one in the world with regard to simply to be number one because they believe that they're the most superior people on earth. You have to understand there's a high degree of racial superiority in the Chinese people. I don't know if you know that, but it's a well-known fact because I have Chinese friends who tell it to me.
Wow. My husband told me to start listening to you. I'm a new listener. He says you're very smart.
Well, I gave you a big piece of information in a single chunk that could set off some shockwaves across the world. But everything I just said is true. And I'll tell you, the greatest defense in a court of law is the truth. And so the greatest defense in talk radio ought to be the truth as well. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War because I think we're already in the war. We know that they beat us in terms of trade. We have traders in this country who moved our manufacturing to China over the last 20 years. It started with Clinton, and it's escalated to the point where the manufacturing base, especially in your city of Youngstown, Ohio, has been gutted. Gutted. And I can name every one of the traitors in the government who are still working for the Chinese government. But don't panic. Everything will be all right. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. What news today? Let's start with me, me, me. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, but those of you who love my show will believe it. After only a few months, I'm number one on WABC in New York City in two major key demographics. That's right. Michael Savage jumps from unknown to WABC and is number one within only 2 months. Men, 21 plus, Michael Savage tops everybody, beats everybody in the biggest city in America. WABC is now number one between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. when my show is broadcast. In men, 35 plus, Savage, again, number one, pushes his show, Cumulus Media Holdings, with a 10.9 share. Can you believe this? Number one, again, Savage Nation, 9 to 11. In the demographic of 12 plus, which includes, well, just about everybody, that includes children, the show is number three with a 5.8 share in only 2 months. What does this tell you? It tells you that people are listening. It tells you that the Savage Show is going to be the biggest show in America. And it also says, from my point of view, gee, thank you very much for listening to the Savage Nation. This is extremely fulfilling for me. I got to tell you that. Jumping on to other news, which is of interest to the Savage Nation. Again, you can go to michaelsavage.com for all the news that makes it to the show. In the Chinese astrological calendar, this year is the year of the snake. And they say the year of the snake is going to bring conflict, possibly between China and Japan. I ask, will the year of the snake bring China and the United States into conflict and into war? I hope not. But I suggest that you check out A Time for War. Is China already at war with us? It's on sale next week. You can buy it right now on Amazon and other sites by going to michaelsavage.com. I do envision a China threat. That's why I wrote this incredible novel. Savage predicted Hagel would withdraw. He hasn't withdrawn yet, but they've delayed his hearings. Obama to nominate the CEO of a sporting goods store to be interior secretary? Well, that makes as much sense as appointing Hagel to defense and Brennan to the CIA. I guess she's a softer, friendlier interior secretary. Obama crony wins contract to give phones to the jobless. Savage at the Super Bowl, in case you missed it, we got a great panel of pictures on Michael Savage. Hey, low-dose aspirin fights cancer. 7 million will lose insurance under Obamacare. Flash mobs are leaving New York City businesses in ruins. Take a look at them. Yeah, there's a racial element to this, but you can't say it. You have to say flash and mob. Meet history's most eccentrically evil dictators. It's an interesting article that I culled from the Daily Caller. Male soldiers in Germany are growing breasts. That's right. To all that chest thumping, it makes the hormones produce muscle mass and They're growing breasts. Okay. In Saudi Arabia, a celebrity Saudi preacher raped and tortured his 5-year-old daughter to death. I have no comment other than to say I'm not surprised. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? A lot of stories, a lot of pictures. It's all there. Again, I implore you to remember what I just said to you. Will the year of the snake bring China and the United States into conflict and into war? I hope not. I suggest you read A Time for War. Is China already at war with us? Order your copy now. Get an excerpt for free on MichaelSavage.com. Talking about amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, personally, I don't think it's going to happen. Personally, I think it's posturing by the Democrat Party and cowardice on the part of the Republicrats. We all know that no one could pay for the health care. We know that it's the most unpopular possibility in America right now. 30 million men and women, are you crazy? And their relatives? The country can't afford it. It's all rubbish. Obama's trying to put the Republicans into a corner. They're in a corner. I mean, it's just nuts. So I move from that to a number of other topics in the Savage Nation, and thank you for joining me. The phone number here is 855-407-7282. I rambled on about a movie I saw and Chinese food I had for lunch. I know they're not related, but it was perhaps the worst television biopic I've ever seen in my life, but I couldn't stop watching it. And it's called Hemingway and Gellhorn. So I found a review today that matched my opinion by Maureen Ryan. And she wrote this, Hemingway and Gellhorn on an HBO review, Nicole Kidman and Clive Owen's crime against TV. And here's what she wrote. Here's what you should do on weekend, weather permitting. Go outside, party, have fun with your friends and family. But if you're stuck inside in a desperate need of entertainment that will make you laugh until you throw up, there's Hemingway and Gellhorn, which stars Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman. And why is hate watching the only realistic option, she writes? Because loving or even liking this expensive misfire is simply not possible. Even more than last year's turgid Mildred Pierce, Hemingway and Gellhorn is a gigantic missed opportunity, a jaw-droppingly trying waste of time. Don't let the fancy names in the cast fool you. This is a stupid, stupid movie. And then they go into it, and I'm not going to, you know, read what she wrote because I've already given you my view. And it's very well done. But the most shocking part of it was Robert Duvall playing a small, hammy role as a Russian military officer, engaging in a Russian roulette with the Hemingway character. I've never seen anything as bad in my life, ever. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was jaw-droppingly sophomoric lines about the noble communists fighting the fascists. Did they mention once that the noble Spanish who were fighting Franco's fascists killed priests in the most horrendous way, burned Catholic churches to the ground? I guess Phil Kaufman didn't hear that in the Cafe Aroma in San Francisco, so it didn't make it into the script. And none of the other left-wing lunatics who were in it would even understand their own history. I'm ashamed to tell you that these people don't even know history. All of the communists were good, and all of the others who loved their country in Spain were bad. Unbelievable to me. But I recommend you watch it. I do. I recommend you watch it. Just seeing Shanghai Czech character take his false teeth out and put him in a teapot is worth going for. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Look, let's be clear. I have something to ask everyone listening out there, a simple question. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? Are your teeth yellow or stained, making you feel embarrassed? Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. And whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. That's why you should try Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret? A tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Power Swabs guarantees your teeth will be an average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's. So call for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your white teeth and smiling more.
Hi, it's Katie Green here to tell you how you can learn how to get well, stay well, reverse a disease, and get off medication so you don't even need Obamacare. The Perfect Gene Diet is an award-winning, integrative approach that focuses on the prevention and even reversal of serious diseases. There's an Alzheimer's epidemic in this country. There's also an obesity epidemic, and it's preventable. Take your health into your own hands with the Perfect Gene Diet. Based on your own genetics, after testing for your specific genotype, a nutritional and exercise plan is customized for you. People come from all over the world to see Dr. Pam McDonald in Danville. So learn about the Perfect Gene Diet at a seminar coming to the Inn at Spanish Bay in Pebble Beach, February 22nd and 23rd. But you need to register and take a test by Monday the 11th. So go right now to theperfectgenediet.com or call this number, 925-736-8510. Again, that's 925-736-8510 or go to perfectgenediet.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
I went to a circus with my mother as a little boy. I was 5, 6. Ringling Brothers, New York City, God bless her soul. Thought of her last night as I fell asleep. I saw her face come back to me like with the glasses looking at me. In the crowd. And we're walking out. I get lost in the crowd. It's the worst thing a kid can happen to him at 5. Well, next to worst, though, listening to Obama in high school would be worse later on in life. Give a political speech that you don't understand and have to stand there. But come out of the circus, like 10,000 people coming out of the Madison Square Garden. I somehow let go of my mother's hand, and I'm in the crowd, and I'm walking by myself. And I reach over, thinking my mother was there, and I touch. And I say, Ma, and I accidentally touched a midget. Now, I have nothing against midgets. I got so spooked. 5, 6-year-old kids are afraid of midgets. I got to tell you that right now. I thought that, no, I was frightened. It's like, hey, Ma, you know, in the crowd. And it was a midget's hand I grabbed. He didn't do anything to me. He was a nice midget. It wasn't a perv. It was a different age. Even the midgets were trustworthy then. Today, you don't know who to trust. You can't even trust a midget. You don't know where you're going to wind up. But I touched a midget, and I said, and luckily, and my mother saw me. You know, they say that in a rookery with penguins, which I find amazing, as an amateur zoologist myself, how does a mother penguin, they go fishing for the kid. The father sits there, I think, with the penguin for like a half a year. He sits there keeping the penguin child alive or on the egg. I don't know what he does. And the mother goes hunting for the fish, and he comes back with a gullet full of fish. They can hear the baby penguin in the mob of like a million penguins. They can know their child's penguin sound. How is that possible? Don't tell me they don't have a soul and a nervous system. I don't believe it anymore. I don't think I could ever eat another animal after this. Every time I'm reaching a point in life, it happens to people as they get older, I heard anyway. But nevertheless, I don't know if I want, but I can't give up animal food. That's the problem. Did you see the story? It's hilariously funny in a way and tragic in another way about food again. All roads lead back to food with Michael Savage because everything's food. Here, actor hospitalized after adopting Steve Jobs' fruitarian diet. I could not believe this story because it's true. You ready for this? Ashton Kutcher, whoever he is, a sneer on him. I don't like him. Look at his picture, a snide face on him. Ashton Kutcher was hospitalized days before shooting the upcoming Steve Jobs biopic after adopting the businessman's fruitarian diet to prepare for the role. The actor plays the lead in the new movie Jobs, and he did all he could to accurately portray the late Apple chief, even changing his eating plan to include just fruits, nuts, and seeds. However, Kutcher was left doubled over in pain after sticking to the diet and sought medical advice in hospital. He tells the Associated Press the diet can lead to some serious issues. I ended up in the hospital 2 days before we started shooting the movie. He said, I was like doubled over in pain. Everything is like. I was like doubled over in pain, and my pancreas levels were completely out of whack, which was completely terrifying considering everything. By the way, Jobs died of complications from pancreatic cancer in 2011. Now, I'm not suggesting, because I'm a trained epidemiologist, that a fruit, nut, and seed diet is going to give you pancreatic cancer. That's not the point. The point is humans are not adapted to eat raw fruits, nuts, and seeds exclusively. Period, end of story. Try a meatball and spaghetti one of these nights. If you are a vegetarian or vegan and you haven't eaten a drop of animal food since 1977, do me a big favor. Go out and have a spaghetti and meatball dinner and a glass of red wine and get back to me and tell me you don't feel better. You know, years ago in 1978, when I first got out of graduate school, I got my PhD from Berkeley, I became a nutritional practitioner. I was one of the few people who actually had a real degree from a great university. So I knew something about the field. So I became... I went on, you won't believe this story. Did you ever hear this story? It's night radio. Let me entertain you. It's all true. And it's digressive. It's interesting to me now. I'm starting to get my pace back. Sitting like white knuckles every night with Obama. Every night's like a horror with Obama. You don't know what he's going to do next. What he's going to take away from us next. The guns, the Second Amendment. Anyone who disagrees with the First Amendment. What's next? What's he going to do next? Seize our bank accounts? If we save money all our life, it's his money too. You see what the bum did with the San Diego, those corrupt politicians in New York? $50 billion. You know how much of it's going to go for San Diego? Ask Schumer how much of it's going to grift. How much of that $50 billion for San Diego is going to actually help the people who got hit by Sandy? How much is going to go up the schnozola of half the politicians and the unions in that city? Unbelievable to me. By the way, that $50 billion was every dime that Obama just grifted out of the rich in America. Every penny of the money that Obama just stole from people who earn real money with an increased tax rate went up in smoke with the Sandy aid tack on to the budget. Gone like that. That's what $50 billion is. If you tax the rich people at 100% of their income, you know how long it would last? Around 12 minutes at the rate of spending of King Ludwig II there in the White House. So, I was talking about fruits, nuts, and seeds, right? Yeah, and then I went back to 1978, came out of Berkeley, had my PhD, so I became a nutritional doctor in essence. I worked as a nutritional practitioner on a houseboat in Sausalito, California. I'll never forget it. It was like a bright beginning. It didn't pan out for me because I didn't care for it that much. I don't like listening to people kvetching about their problems. Nevertheless, there was a medical doctor there who was a acupuncturist, terrific guy, first-rate medical degree and an acupuncturist, great guy, died young, had a heart attack in his 40s. He was a smoker, very heavy. He was fit, too. He's a good show. I don't want to mention his name because I'm not trying to knock him. Died. Then there was a girl in there, a doctor. She was another acupuncturist. I don't know if she's still living, but she was a heavy, heavy smoker. And the booze, man, they hit the booze pretty good, the homeopathists. You don't know that. I never met a homeopathist I didn't like. I mean, a takeover on Lenny Bruce. They're generally very into, like, drinking and having a good time. You think homeopathy, like, priests of some kind. You're not. They're party animals, homie. Every conference, a homeopathy conference, is they're sticking needles in their arm, and I think they're sticking needles in their arm. But so I was a nutritional practitioner. I had one of the patients I got, again, I can't mention her name because she's deceased. She was thrown off a cliff or fell off a cliff from her husband. I can't mention any more than that. They say she fell. I have another. She came to see me. I will not say where she lived in the Bay Area. She was married to a fairly well-to-do businessman. But she had a problem. She was constipated, and she had other problems. I can't tell you any more than that. That's all you need to know. Very good-looking woman in her 40s, well-dressed, wealthy, nice car, nice house, nice shoes, nice lipstick, nice nails, nice toenails. So she's, look, I have a problem. I'm constipated. I have no energy. What can I do? So I said, tell me your diet. She said, I'm a vegetarian, and I don't drink. I said, well, tell me your husband's diet. She said, oh, he's Italian. She said, he eats everything and he drinks wine. So I said to her, miss, would you do me a favor? Would you eat like your husband eats for 2 days and give me a call Monday? Comes raging back to the houseboat on Monday. I can't believe it. She said, I'm better. She ate a piece of meat. She drank a glass of wine. Her body opened up again. So what am I saying to you? Eat like a pig? No, I didn't say that. But here's another story showing you what fad diets can do to people. Ashton Kutcher hospitalized as he prepares for Steve Jobs' biopic. He eats what Steve Jobs ate, fruits, nuts, and seeds. He gets doubled over in pain, and his pancreas levels were completely out of whack. You know, you eat fruits and nuts and seeds, but not exclusively. You're not a bird. When did you become a pigeon? What, do you need the newspaper in a cage to go along with it? Where do they get these diets from? I've listened to people all my life. They come up with ideas you cannot believe. Now, the latest fad is now everyone thinks that they discovered the Holy Grail. I'm eating gluten-free. I've lost 50 pounds. I've never been strong. Okay, great. If you're a celiac, you don't eat wheat. We understand that. But mankind survived on wheat for thousands of years since wheat was cultivated in the Middle East. Mankind lives on bread. Everything about bread is wonderful. Pancakes, tortillas, from Mexico to Egypt, from Thailand, everyone makes wheat-based products. They do fabulously well with them. All of a sudden, the American discovers that they're gluten-free. They lost weight and they feel good. Good for you. And then another one eats fruits, nuts, and seeds. That's all he eats. And they look emaciated like a corpse. So be careful. Stop with the fad diets. Would you rather I do this or you'd rather I talk about politics and immigration? Oh, the choices in life are amazing. That's why I'm a loner. The truth is, me and the dog is good, too. It's good, loner. Loner is good. Loner is very good. I never use a loner, by the way, if I bring a car in. I don't like loners because they smell usually of people who were in it before me. My driver get me in the other car I own, an old Cadillac or something.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady? lady.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. SWAT teams are searching the Southern California mountain community of Big Bear for a former L.A. cop who allegedly went on a shooting spree. They found the suspect's burned-out car on a road leading to Big Bear. The search for a Sacramento man missing since Saturday in a Sonoma County park has been scaled back, but family members are still looking for the man who say he's off his medicine and despondent. Authorities are investigating an explosion and fire at the Alameda Marina that sent a man to the hospital today. The man suffered burns on 20% of his body when the boat he was on caught fire. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 880 Broadway have a crash, injuries involved, everything's off to the right shoulder. Northbound 280, ramp 2101, that's in San Francisco, right lane blocked with an injury accident as well. Eastbound 580 at the MacArthur Maze, looks like a crash is in the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It just keeps getting better. Ovation Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired, and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
On the next morning show, why is the Department of Homeland Security purchasing thousands of assault weapons and billions of bullets? Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
David Emerson is really one of the leading authorities on Islamic extremist networks. I've had him on for years. In fact, I was one of the first people to have him on national radio back in the early 90s. He is the executive director of the Investigative Project on Terrorism, one of the world's largest storehouses of archival data and intelligence on Islamic and Middle Eastern terrorist groups. Stephen, we've been fighting this war against terror for over a decade. They've been fighting it for over 1,000 years. Who's winning?
Pleasure to be with you. Well, only history will tell, but my feeling is that if you look at the totality of what this war is about, it's not just the number of people, of terrorists killed by drones. It's also the degree to which the ideological underpinnings of radical Islamic terrorism, the ideology of the Muslim Brotherhood, has been legitimized throughout the world, but particularly by this administration. And the verdict on that is that this administration has, outrageously and scandalously legitimized Muslim Brotherhood front groups and Hamas front groups in ways that totally eviscerate our national security. And that's the essential theme of my new documentary, Jihad in America, The Grand Deception, which basically exposes and reveals through undercover footage and interviews with FBI and Justice Department officials how the Muslim Brotherhood front groups in the United States over the last two decades have infiltrated the media, Hollywood, the publishing industry, Congress, and even the FBI.
Look, this is a war that's going on around the globe. And here at home, I mean, we've had incidents, haven't we?
Well, see, the problem is that it should be a war that we're fighting. It should have been called a war against radical Islam. And unfortunately, no one wanted to call it that, because under this administration, even under the last administration, the last several years, they didn't want to use the term radical Islam at all. In fact, under this administration, however, it's been banned. So the euphemism is now violent extremism. But you can talk about the Japanese Yakuza, you can talk about the Italian Mafia, but you can't talk about radical Islam. And that's one of the problems, is that there's no recognition of the problem, so how can you fix it? Number two, the ideology of radical Islam, as embodied by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has taken over Egypt, of course, or in quote, democratic elections, and which we are supporting, and which in a regime that is totalitarian, is the same ideology that basically governs those groups that have been invited hundreds of times to the White House, that have been promoted by FBI official, Department of Justice officials, and have been given a free pass by the media in terms of not describing them for what they really are, radical Islamic groups that justify terrorism and that actually give the ideological motivation to terrorists to carry out attacks against the U.S.
Do you think this administration is really as friendly to some of our enemies as they appear to be?
I think they're friendly. Basically, look, I can't get inside the president's head. But I think essentially there seems to be throughout his administration an ideological affiliation and sympathy with the principles behind Islamism, radical Islamism. Not that they support terrorism per se. Nobody in this administration supports terrorism. But unfortunately, there's a disconnect between what they consider terrorism and the ideology behind terrorism. The fact is that the Muslim Brotherhood ideology and the Islamist ideology is the principal motivation for Islamic terrorism, and yet they make a disconnect so that the groups in the United States, and there are hundreds of them, though we only cite about a dozen in the documentary, The Grand Deception, have been invited to the White House hundreds of times. Nancy Pelosi has, in May of last year, held a fundraiser raising $400,000 with members of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood infrastructure. So there's politics involved, there's ideological sympathies involved, and with the media, I think that there's an affiliation with the ideology of the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamism as the victims. Remember, these groups have found the key to the vulnerability in American society, that they are the victims of hate crimes or the victims of being minorities, when in fact they're not the victims, they're the perpetrators.
How do you feel about some of the statements made by John Brennan as to his view that Islam is beautiful?
It concerns me greatly. We're doing a major piece on exposing his affiliations, sympathies for, and ties to radical Islamic groups, and the fact that he has redefined jihad as simple moral struggle and said it has nothing to do with holy war, when in fact every Islamic academician will tell you that the primary definition of jihad is violent holy war to expand Islam. yet he has not only, you know, redefined those words in keeping with the revisionism of radical Islamic groups in this country who try to use deception to mask their true intentions, but he's also met and legitimized radical Islamic groups and is the architect of this administration's policy of, quote, engagement. Now, what does that mean? Engagement with the bad guys, as if he's going to change the ideology of these Muslim Brotherhood front groups. And what we have seen is that he hasn't changed them at all. They still say and claim that there's a war against Islam by the U.S. and Israel. They still claim that the FBI has framed most of the Islamic terrorists arrested since 9/11. And they still claim that there's, quote, violations, massive violations of the Patriarch, which they're not. And yet, in meetings after meetings and letters after letters, Mr. Brennan has been the architect and the point man in legitimizing these groups.
Well, why would the administration choose him to be the head of the CIA? I mean, truthfully, if he ran the drone program, maybe he's a real good head of the CIA.
Well, why would the administration choose somebody like former Senator Hagel, who they knew was on the record numerous times saying that he believed that Hamas and Hezbollah should be recognized, that Hezbollah was no longer a terrorist group? You know, the Jewish lobby was, intimidating everybody, and that, in fact, we should be negotiating with those terrorist organizations, that there was no Islamic, there was no nuclear threat from Iran. Why would they nominate him in the same way they're nominating Brennan as CIA director, which I think is even more dangerous, is because they know they have the votes. I think their ideological beliefs are cemented and basically reinforced by the fact that they control the Senate, and the Senate will vote blindly for anything the Democratic Senate will vote blindly for anything the administration has put before them, which I think is totally injurious to our national security and to our national interests.
Does the selection of these two men really represent a change in our relationship to Israel?
I don't think that it represents a change. I think it represents a continuity of the fact that this administration has not been friendly to Israel at all, even though it claims to have been. It has definitely sabotaged many things that Israel needs. It won't give Israel the equipment needed to the proper bunker-busting bombs needed to destroy the Iranian nuclear infrastructure. It has basically forced Israel into a situation where Israel is perceived as the one not wanting peace, when in fact it's the Palestinians who won't come to the table and who still insist that Israel should be disembodied. So I think it's a continuity and embodied in these men's views, which have always existed. I mean, it's not surprising to me that they were nominated, because they're totally consistent in their policies and have been since at least Brennan has been serving in the White House for the last 3.5 years, and Mr. Hagel has made comments for the last 7 years that are keeping with this administration.
Look, in this war of propaganda or ideas, aren't we being too naive and too nice? Don't you think this will be the end of us by treating them so nicely?
Well, in the war of ideas, I think that we are, you know, it reminds me of that Pogo comic strip, we have met the enemy and he is us. We are legitimizing radical Islamic groups that who may not be involved in terrorism, but are part of the Muslim Brotherhood infrastructure, and it's fully detailed, documented, and confirmed, as I said before, in this new documentary we produced called The Grand Deception, which I have to say is available on Amazon, which, again, reinforces the theme I've been talking about, which is how we have not just lost the war of ideas, but we've sabotaged the war of ideas. We've basically said that Al-Qaeda is the problem, and only Al-Qaeda, when in fact Al-Qaeda is a subset of radical Islam. But we have censored ourselves by saying you can't use the term radical Islam. Number two, we have legitimized those very groups that believe in the principles of radical Islam. Of course, publicly they'll say they're against terrorism and they're for moderation, but behind closed doors, which we specialize in taping secretly, they say totally opposite things, such as we support Hezbollah, we support Hamas, there's a war against Islam, bin Laden didn't carry out 9/11, don't cooperate with the FBI. These are the very groups that this administration has legitimized. These are the very groups that have been operating in the United States for the last 20 years under false cover. And because we've been tracking them for almost two decades, we've been able to put this documentary together, The Grand Deception, which shows in color and black and white what these groups from students at the Muslim Student Association to groups invited to the White House to groups invited to meet with the FBI director, what they say behind closed doors. And it's a scandal because we're essentially being the ideological enablers of the larger problem of radical Islam.
How dangerous is the current Al Jazeera deal done by Al Corleone? In my opinion, a traitor. Didn't he just give us a disadvantage in this war of ideas?
I think it's quite dangerous because it gives them an access, you know, to spread their ideological dogma, which is the same as the Muslim Brotherhood. And again, that's they have unlimited resources. One of the problems in the Muslim world is that the Muslim Brotherhood controls the media, the religious institutions, the leadership of the madrasats, the curricula. So from cradle to grave, Muslims are taught to hate Jews and Christians. Now, it's not all Muslims. I want to make very clear that we're not talking about all Muslims. We're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, a disproportionate small number of Muslims, but they are in positions of leadership. And that's very dangerous because they control, in effect, some of the minds in the larger Muslim population, which doesn't necessarily accept those views, but it does produce terrorists, as the Muslim Brotherhood is the parent of almost all Sunni Islamic terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Again, we're talking about not the vast majority of Muslims, we're talking about a minority, but we're talking about a mafia of Islamic Muslim Brotherhood groups that control the voice of Islam, not just in the Muslim world, but in the United States. And that's clearly documented in our documentary.
But what can my listeners of the Savage Nation do to get involved? Where can they learn more?
Well, first, you can go to our website, which is www.investigativeproject. That's one word, investigativeproject.org, because the name of my group is the Investigative Project on Terrorism. And you can sign up for our newsletters and our emails, which are very detailed. Two, you can you can see the film, which is very eye-opening, and it's gotten extraordinary reception so far. It's only about 6 weeks old. It's taken us 2.5 years to produce, but it needs to be circulated for people to see because video is everything, and it's available at Amazon, and it's called The Grand Deception. Number three, constituents need to contact their congressmen and demand that that they do not meet and legitimize and endorse these groups, these Muslim Brotherhood groups. Now, to get a list of them, again, you go to our website and we provide the entire list of who they're meeting with, because they don't call themselves the Muslim Brotherhood. They call themselves innocent religious groups. And they deliberately do that to confuse the American public, because they know the public is very naive. But we pierce that veil with documents, with interviews, with behind closed door shooting and video and audio that shows exactly what their agenda is and who they are and what their identity is.
Stephen Emerson, we appreciate your insights on this issue, and I thank you for joining us today on the Savage Nation. I'm Mike.
Great reform is within our grasp, but I promise you this, the closer we get, the more emotional this debate is going to become.
No
Immigration's
kidding.
Always been an issue that inflames passions.
Right, but we should shut up because you're more important.
Well, there are few things that are more important to us as a society than
Who
gets to come here and call our country home. Who
you
gets
would know
the
a lot about
of
becoming
that. A citizen of the United States
you would
of
know
America.
A lot about
That's a big
that.
Deal. When
right?
we talk about that in the abstract,
right.
it's easy sometimes.
All right, you get the picture, but here's the thing to remember. If it was not controversial to grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, there would be no debate. It would have been done by now. The answer is, it's debatable as to the benefits or the negatives. is actually not even debatable, since most of the immigrants that Obama wants to grant amnesty to are lower-wage folks. Their taxes will be near zero because, as you well know, the lower end of the economic scale pays almost no taxes. They will pay no taxes, and yet they use social services at a much higher rate than the general population, which means it has a net negative effect upon the society financially. What more do you need to know? We are broke. He's talking from another time, another place. It's not the Marshall Plan in 1951 where we're helping East Germany here. He's got to stop being so benevolent to the rest of the world when there are people who are in need right here. So he's not going to get away with this without a fight. Try to seize your guns, got shot down with that. Try to shut up Fox News, that went nowhere. Trying to jam illegal immigrants down our throat, that's not going anywhere so fast. So that's why I'm talking about Hemingway and Gellhorn. Anything but politics. Look at the crazy city I live in. This is a front page story in the local newspaper. I swear to God. Look how stupid the people are here. You ready for this? Front page headline. Nudity, not First Amendment right. Judge upholds San Francisco's ban on public nakedness, rejects claim that it discriminates. They had to actually take that to a judge. The deviant perverts insisted that walking around with their schmendrick hanging out and sitting on chairs in a restaurant is their First Amendment right. That's the equivalent of free speech against the King of England, is walking around with your ugly body hanging out. That's the city I live in. Do these people have nothing to do with their lives but walk around naked? Don't they do anything other than be schmendricks, morons, idiots? Look at the city I'm in. It's because there's no leadership. Instead of a tough mayor who says, look, schmuck, if you walk around naked, you're getting arrested, and I'll make sure that you never come back into my city. Stop with the idiocy. There are children and women that don't like it. You're an ugly, disgusting wreck. We'll unleash the cops on you with batons if you walk around naked, you pervert, you. That's the kind of mayor we need in this city. But now they call it speech. Speech, so the perverts can walk around with their ugly bodies hanging out. A suit by a group of naked activists, that's an oxymoron. They don't mean a business suit. A suit by a group of naked activists challenging an impending city ordinance that bans exposing one's genitals in public was dismissed today by U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who said requiring people to wear at least some clothing doesn't violate the First Amendment. That took genius. That's better than Oliver Wendell Holmes. Chen wrote this, nudity is not inherently expressive. The ordinance's general ban on public nudity for the most part regulates conduct only. This is amazing to me. The suit was filed by a group of activists. You know what activist means, don't you? A moron who can't get a job or lives on disability. SDSI, activist. Communists who live on SDSI and abuse the system. They got several hundred voters as the naked candidate. Chen noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that nude dancing and other artistic expression is entitled to some constitutional protection, but nudity itself is not a statement of anything. No kidding. Of course it's not a statement of anything other than to offend women and children. So that's the city I live in. I wouldn't live anywhere else. What San Francisco is to Michael Savage is what Paris was to Molière. He couldn't have written his plays without Paris. How could I do my radio show without living in this insane city? You have such stupid people. People who are so idiotic that they think walking around naked is somehow risque and avant-garde and revolutionary. Unbelievable. It shows you what marijuana does to a brain. It shows you what marijuana smoking does to a human brain. After a while, they walk naked in the streets in front of grandmothers, and they think that it's as wild, let's say, as a man who gave up his life for free speech in the early days of the Republic. And the bodies on them, you don't even want to see these skanks. I don't even want to show you the pictures. Don't even go to the website. I don't have them up there. Thank God we live in a country that has gridlock in Congress. What you don't understand is that gridlock is the mark of a stable democracy. The mark of a dictatorship is a smooth government that has no opposition. That's what Chuck Schumer wants. That's what Harry Reid wants. That's what Obama wants. And I don't want it.
Savage.